When a mob threatened me in the winter of 1843, a stranger escorted me to safety. I turned to thank my guardian, but the stranger disappeared. Was my protector an angel? The rest of my meetings in that place were undisturbed. A short while later, I was invited to speak in Sydney, Maine.
Brother White, before you speak, I must warn you. Elder Nickerson, the presiding Methodist elder, has heard that you preached on the millennium last night. He's present tonight.
Oh, this is his church. Oh, I wish I had more experience and more knowledge of the scriptures.
What's more, he opposes the Advent doctrine. You should know the populace here is divided between Methodism and Universalism.
Dear Lord, please guide me. I have learned that Elder Nickerson is in the congregation. Will he please take a seat with me and join in the services of this evening?
It will be my pleasure, Brother White.
Elder Nickerson, will you read our next text? It is found in Matthew 24. It is clear, therefore, that Jesus is to come after the sun is darkened and the stars fall. Brethren, stars fell just 10 years ago. Therefore, Jesus could not have come at the destruction of Jerusalem.
Amen.
Brother White, we're Universalists, and we were interested in your evidences that Jesus could not have come at the destruction of Jerusalem, as we teach.
We wondered if you would come talk to us further at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning at the hotel.
I would be delighted. Good morning, gentlemen. Is everyone ready?
You bet we're ready for your fight.
We're gonna put an end to your ranting, you young whippersnapper.
I don't understand. Last night you seemed so interested.
We thought you might need some support, Brother White.
What are you Methodists doing here? No one asked you to interfere.
We didn't need an invitation. We've come to see that this man is treated well.
My Methodist friends remained throughout the meeting, which lasted till noon. When the meeting broke up, they warned me to be on my guard. This was indeed kind of them, and I have ever felt respect for their actions. Soon I continued my journey towards Brunswick. Elder Rollins, I want to thank you again for inviting me to speak here at Reed Meeting House. The place was filled for every meeting.
And not only the pious came, many were here only out of curiosity.
Still, they placed themselves where God could work on their hearts.
Yes.
I have been pleased with the response of the people.
Oh, I was very impressed with the message you brought us.
Thank you.
Will you give some lectures at the quarterly meeting of Free Will Baptists in Richmond Village? About 30 churches will be represented.
Certainly. I shall be glad of the opportunity to speak what I regard as important truth. At first, some ministers prevented my speaking at the quarterly meeting. Elder Rollins then announced that I would speak at the Reed Meeting House.
Brother White. Brother White, look at that crowd. Fully three-fourths of the ministers and virtually every delegate have left the quarterly meetings to hear your lecture.
I'm glad they're interested enough in the message to travel 3 miles through the snow to hear it.
Yes.
And now, beloved, all who wish to be presented to the throne of mercy, that you may be ready to meet the Savior with joy at his second coming, please rise and join with me in prayer.
Brother White, they've accepted your message. Every soul has risen.
Praise the Lord. Let us pray.
Brother White, we want our congregations to hear this message. Will you make arrangements with us to speak in our home churches?
Well, not all of our churches, of course. There are too many. But if you could visit the 12 largest, the neighboring congregations could come in here.
I'll gladly come and speak. Let's see, this is the middle of February, so there should be 6 weeks of good sleighing left so people can get to the meetings.
Can you get to all 12 in that time?
I can, if I speak in two places a week. Let's see, 12 lectures in each place. That's 20 lectures a week.
Yes, and it gives you half a day a week to get to your next appointment. Some of the places are 15 and 20 miles apart. God go with you, Brother White.
When at last I was allowed to address the quarterly meeting, 30 more people came forward, expressed their belief in the soon coming of the Savior. I then left for Richmond Corners, Maine, the first stop on my 6-week schedule.
Dr. Adam Clark agrees that the power represented here is Rome, both pagan and papal. The 1260 days ended when the French general, Berthier, captured the Pope in 1798.
No, just hold on a minute there. I've had enough of your lies. You're just anti-Catholic. I'll give you $5 if you can read any such statement from Dr. Clark's comments on Daniel.
I accept your challenge, sir. And we'll read the statement tomorrow night. And on Daniel 11:36, this power showed itself in the Greek emperors in the east, and in the bishops of Rome in the west. Then, on verse 38, how literally does this apply to the Church of Rome?
You read it, Casey. Pay him the $5.
Well, I have to admit, sir, you've earned your money.
I'll let the gentleman keep the $5 and have the truth besides. I must be on my way to my next appointment.
You must be exhausted, Brother White. You've held services all day. Why, look at you, man. You're wringing wet with sweat.
It's all part of the job, Elder.
It's getting dark and colder by the minute. You'll catch your death if you ride out in the wind soaked with perspiration. Wouldn't you like to spend the night here in Bowdenham Ridge?
Oh, I'd like that very much, sir. But I have a meeting at Lisbon Plains this evening.
It's a long, cold 16 miles.
All the more reason why I should be on my way. Elder was right. It is getting colder by the minute. My wet clothes freezing to my body. You're feeling cold too, aren't you, boy? Well, we're almost there. You can have a nice warm stall and some oats. Hello, sir.
Talking to me? What'd you want?
I've been riding hard to get here, and I've got to get inside right now. I'm an hour late. Will you take care of my horse?
Sure. Give me the reins.
Thanks.
Friends, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but the speaker we expected has not come.
Oh.
Please rise for the benediction.
Hold up. I'm here.
Oh, good. Well, brothers and sisters, welcome, Brother James White.
Welcome.
Thank you.
When the meeting was over, I went confidently to fetch my horse from the stable.
Thank you for taking care of my horse. Where did you stable him?
I didn't know you wanted me to put him inside. I just tied him up over that fence over there.
What were you thinking of, man? He was wet with sweat. You left him to shake with cold in this sharp wind for an hour and a half?
Well, I never said to put him in a stall.
You didn't even put a blanket over him. It's a shame to treat God's poor creature so.
Oh, no. Oh, boy. You're really sick, aren't you? Can you forgive me, old friend, for leaving you in such careless hands? From now on, I'll be sure to give full directions for your care. As I started home, the snow was above the fence posts. Every time Jonah had to step aside to let a sleigh pass, he sank into the drifts. I had to slip out of the saddle and help lift him out. We finally arrived home April 5th, 1843.
It's so good to have you home, James. You must have been very busy in the 4 months you were gone.
With God's help, I was.
They say that 1,000 people joined the church because of your preaching. That's quite an accomplishment for a man 22 years old.
I merely carried the word, Mother. God converted the souls.